Welcome back to another edition of the Soccer Specialist Podcast. And today, we're actually going to talk a little bit about the World Cup, but I want to do so in a way that relates to you as players, that can help you going forward in your playing. Obviously, if you're following the World Cup, and you should be, you're aware of the U.S. performance against Portugal, and really their performance all three games has not exactly been stellar. They are incredibly lucky that they don't have two losses and are on a plane home right now. But sometimes that happens and you recover. It happened in 2015. I think people forget because they won, but they did not have a good start to that tournament. It was almost like two different tournaments, the first three games and then the final three. And it was actually player suspensions that forced a couple players to sit out, that forced the coach to do things like play Carly Lloyd up higher in more of an attacking role, that completely changed the 2015 World Cup. So you never know, because obviously they still have the physical talent and the ability to win the World Cup, despite how they've been playing. So it can completely change around. But I wanted to talk a bit about last night and what we saw, and not get into being critical of the physical performance on the pitch or things like that. But I wanted to talk a bit about Carly Lloyd, actually, who was there as a commentator. Some of the things that she said that were spot on, and her focus really was on the approach to the game with this team mentally. And one of the reasons I wanted to start talking about this and mention that, it was a good time because it reminded me of something I had previously posted. I think actually I talked about it a little bit around the Olympics time, and then maybe a few months ago with regard to why I thought they might not repeat. And it ties in very well with last night's lackluster performance and the things Carly said about how she felt that the passion for the team wasn't there, the grit, the determination, the will to win, you know, paying the price to get the job done, all that. She didn't see it. I think she's right. You know, then you get into this team dancing and celebrating after a 0-0 tie that was maybe 2 inches away from being a 1-0 loss when Portugal rattled the ball off the post that would have sent the U.S. home. And the team's out celebrating and dancing as if they just won the World Cup. That was a disturbing picture for me to see. That tells me that's a team that's just not, they're not there to win the World Cup. That's not why they're there. I'm not sure why they're there, but it seems like that's not why they're there. And so the reason I want to talk about that is because it reminded me of some other things I've said in the past about Carly Lloyd, and why she matters to your development. You know, and how it's not about her skills, as skilled as she was, and why, to me, I felt and said to some people that her absence on this team casts doubt on whether they can actually pull off the three-peat. So going back to Carly specifically for a little bit, was she physically talented as a soccer player? Absolutely. She was a world-class athlete, and she needed that talent to make her the player she was, but that's not what separated her from everyone else. She separated herself mentally with everything she did. She scored, I'll talk about later in her career for a minute. She became a big time scorer, and that was because of her heart and desire, her ability to read the game, her ability to want, or should say, she wanted to have the ability to read the game, to be able to score goals that other players should be scoring, but they weren't, because Carly Lloyd was willing to make the run time after time after time at full speed if necessary, even if she didn't know the ball was going to get there. And most of the times it doesn't, right? But that's part of the price you pay to be a scorer. So she scored a lot of goals that many other players should score if they're in her position, but they don't. They simply don't want it the way that Carly Lloyd wanted it. Her ball striking was almost unparalleled. I put Kristen Press up in that category. Watching Carly hit screaming rockets from 25 yards away in the upper 90, it's fantastic to watch. But her, what's really impressive is a lot of her tap-ins, a lot of her goals in right in front of the net. I think, was it the first one or maybe the second one against Japan in 2015 with the near post tap-in, or just her making that run, her desire to get to the spot and be there if the ball is going to be there, that was just obviously ahead of everyone else because no one else made that run. The defense didn't cover that run, and they went on to a title. And that aspect of Carly Lloyd, that mentality, is what's even more impressive than her physical skills. She didn't let setbacks, she didn't let obstacles stop her or crush her, get in her way. She learned from her mistakes. She moved forward. And she kept getting better in her training, and she did everything she needed to do. So, that being mentally engaged in the process, that willingness to do the training necessary in order to perform on the pitch at your highest level, you need that. You need that as a youth player. It doesn't seem like a lot of the players right now on the national team have that. But that's what set Carly apart from everyone else. That's why she excelled the way she did. And a lot of youth players, they don't, this is where the parents who are listening, any coaches who are listening, this is where you really need to help, because some players have that, 100%, 100 miles an hour all the time on everything. Some of them have that in them, like, automatically, don't have to be told. Most people don't. When I say don't, they may have it in them, but they need help in understanding exactly what it is and exactly what they need to do. And a lot of youth players, they just don't know naturally. They don't understand what true hard work is, how and why it matters, what they really need to do to become the player they want to be. Even when doing something as simple as toe touches or passing with a teammate that's only 5 yards away, or in a simple dynamic warm-up, your mind is everything, right? The body's going to follow that. And yeah, it does work the other way around too. Try smiling all the time and see what that does to your mood. I guarantee you it's going to put you in a better mood, but that's something we'll talk about probably in another podcast. But, most players go through the motions. And that looks to me like what the national team is doing right now in the biggest tournament of their lives, for some reason. And look, if you're going through the motions in training, because you're training, you're going to get better, to a certain degree, but it's not going to be the type of development that should be happening or at the pace that it should be happening. And it's one of those things that can be hard to explain, but for any of the parents listening that are athletes, you probably understand what I mean. You can just see the difference in focus and intensity when you watch a player perform a drill. It's just very noticeable. And once you see it, you know it, and you always recognize it. One way you can do this is, ask your player, or you as a player who's listening, do some toe touches or some bells, a simple footical pattern, do that for a little bit. Then, and this is if parents and coaches listening, then you do it, but you set a difficult to reach, but reachable number of touches that you have to get to in 60 seconds, and include a punishment if you don't. When I say punishment, that's probably wrong word, because it's not like true punishment because you didn't get it. So like coaches or parents, you're not crushing them. Players, obviously, if you're listening to this as a player and you want to do it, you can pick whatever. But it's something, especially if you're doing this in a team environment, something that your teammates are going to enjoy watching. Like maybe have them do 10 burpees or something like that. But you'll see a big difference in most players. And for parents and coaches listening, if you do this for a player without telling them, like just give them a ball and ask them to do one of those drills for a warm-up, don't say, oh, then you're going to do it for 60 seconds for touches, just let have them do it, then after they do it for, 20, 30 seconds or whatever, then say, hey, okay, we're going to do it for 60 seconds. You got to get 125 toe touches. If you don't, you're doing 10 burpees. That's when you'll really notice the difference, when they don't know that that second part is coming. Another one I do, if you have another player, again, this one's a little more for coaches, but again, if you have a player, this is just to give you an idea so you can understand what I mean when I say you can see the difference in focus, is if you take two, if you have two players, just warm it up with simple close passes, 5-10 yards apart, and just doing 1-2 touch, and you just watch them knocking passes about. And players, you've probably seen this a million times before practice, or even if this is like some type of warm-up drill in practice or before a game. Parents, if you've watched this as well, and you'll see that there's a real lack of intensity and focus they're doing. They're just kind of going through the motions, just casually knocking the ball back and forth. And again, like I said, with the foot skill patterns, after you have players doing that for a little while, make it a competition, right? Then we go 60 seconds, highest number of completed one-touch passes wins. And again, losers with a punishment, whether it's burpees or sprints or whatever. And so you can then, you'll see a huge difference between the two, between just having them knock the ball around and then doing it competition style. And that difference is simply being mentally engaged in the process, being focused in the process of what you're doing. And I like to give these examples because it's really easy to see, and it's something parents can do, especially the individual player. You can do this on your own, obviously, but, and the passing one really only takes one other player. I mean, that you'd have to set a number for the 60 seconds to reach. If you don't have competition in terms of who gets more, you can just set a number instead. But still, I mean, you only need two players at most to do this. And getting back to Carly Lloyd, this is what she was talking about last night and what she was seeing in the team. She didn't, that engagement, that focus, she doesn't see that in the games. And I think she's completely right. And if you're not mentally engaged in your training, if you're not mentally engaged in the games, it makes a world of difference in your ability to perform and your ability to get better as a player. Being mentally engaged in the process, it's going to take your training and your development to a whole new level, and it's going to do it much more quickly, much quicker. Flashbacks to English class. It's going to happen more quickly than it otherwise would. It's also going to take you further than you otherwise would. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. Maybe there are enough players in the team. And again, it's not all of them. Like, I 100%, if we're going to get into a little bit of this is what they should do in the World Cup, Kelly O'Hara has to start next game. Kelly O'Hara may be the only player on the team that brings that same fire, that same competitiveness to the game that Carly Lloyd did. I think that's sorely missing from the team. If anyone watched the game and saw after, you saw it was Kelly O'Hara that had some words for the team right after the game. She was fired up. She understood that this was not a good performance. It has not been a good performance in any of these three games, and they can't have another performance like this. And they have the talent not to. They have absolutely have the talent to win the World Cup. But they're going to have to change their mental approach to it if they want to make it happen. And that was my concern. And that's why I mentioned Kelly O'Hara. That was my concern when I first talked about this a while back, that I think would be the biggest thing missing with Carly Lloyd, is that I don't think they had the players on this team like her with the mental approach. And that was going to be a real problem because the rest of the world is getting better. Are they there yet? No, but they're getting there. I think it's Vietnam's first World Cup. It might be Portugal's. I mean, I know Portugal's goal against Vietnam in that game they won, I think that was their first ever World Cup goal. It was their first ever World Cup win. I mean, this is not the few teams that have been solid for a while, right? We're not playing England. We're not playing Sweden. We weren't playing France or Australia or Canada when they're good. It was Vietnam and Portugal. No offense. And Portugal had a good tournament. That's again, they were 2 inches from advancing. If that shot hits the post and ricochets in instead of out, the U.S. is on a plane home. So, I said back then that I hope I'm wrong, but Carly Lloyd has those proverbial big shoes to fill, and I just didn't see anyone on the roster that could fill them. I originally said that for the Olympics, although obviously Carly ended up playing in the Olympics, but I don't see that for this World Cup. I don't see, again, outside of Kelly O'Hara, I just don't see that type of player. Wow, this has gotten so much longer than I expected. Hopefully you got a little something out of this. I know I was kind of bouncing around from one thing to the other, but I just kind of had this topic in my head because of the game just happening and then the post game with the things Carly Lloyd was saying. I thought it could be useful for players, parents. Hopefully maybe this can help you in your approach with your players in terms of the mental game. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to try and do another podcast a lot sooner than I was, get back to a week. I had a bunch of other things, but now this has gotten so long, I'm not going to get to them. I will say this playlist, Go Get Yourself Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne, Tom Sawyer by Rush, and of course We Will Rock You by Queen. Get them on your pump up playlist. Just trust me on this. Go grab those songs. One other thing I did want to mention. I haven't mentioned this anywhere yet, but it is ready to go. This is Supporters Club. There's going to be a Supporters Club now. If you go to thesoccerspecialist.com/supporters, you can learn more about what I'm talking about for all the content that gets put out there in the Facebook group and this podcast, obviously, and the site and the email and YouTube and so on and so forth. And I'm going to put that all together monthly into a digest for you, so you can have everything handy, as well as the people that do join and become supporters. There'll be extra things for you each month. You can read about it at thesoccerspecialist.com/supporters. Two things you will get right away are 30-day ball control blueprint, which is not been available to anyone anywhere for a long time, the 14-day elite development challenge. And yes, I did use the word elite again, also not available anywhere and hasn't been for a long time. And well, there's one that you can check out bonus 3 when you go there. Check out thesoccerspecialist.com/supporters. Once again, I thank everybody so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing the podcast, letting other people know about it, engaging in the Facebook group and so forth. I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully next time we chat, we are celebrating a U.S. victory against Sweden. I'm going to say 4-1. 4-1 U.S. How's that sound? Right? The goals are going to come. It's going to be a breakthrough performance. You watch. And then I have no idea who we'll have in the quarters after that. But U.S. 4, Sweden 1. You heard it here first. If it doesn't happen, I'm just going to take this episode down and edit this part out. But yeah, that's it. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you again so much. And I will talk to you later.